Paramal, hi.
Hi, hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So how it is?
How it is what?
How does it feel to come back, you know, after a year and after a year?
Well, it's always nice. It's home, first of all, you know. So coming home is always a pleasure, you know. Although flying every time is very expensive, especially for a village bushman like me. It's always expensive. This time it was very expensive. I've never paid this price, but I wanted to come because somehow I felt that right now I need to come. So here I am. Also, you know, it's Orville, it's home, it's my parents, and so it's everything together. So,
but you came with a mission, actually, with one task, yeah?
Yes. I came with my university students there. And so I'm taking care of the logistics for them.
Where the students are from and what they're doing?
The students are from the American University of Paris, and they're studying, they're doing their master's at the American University. And they're here for their practicum in sustainable development. So what they will do here is they will spend 3 weeks here working on the organization they choose, unit they choose, and they will specifically choose a project into communication-oriented stuff. For example, if a company needs a website or a brochure or even marketing, they will work on a specific task and they will present. That is their practicum.
So you think they would achieve to really complete the task in 3 weeks?
Many of them did. You know, it's just the third year the program is on. And of course, it's often not the case, but a lot of them have a great result. Yes. Yeah. First of all, before going to studies, already they are very coming to India is already a huge bang. You know, it's a whole different story. They're never used to these kind of things.
But those are students from America. They're studying, doing the masters in Paris. Yeah?
In Paris, yes.
So they already jump a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but from the U.S. to Europe, it's I don't think it's such a big jump. But whereas France to here is quite a jump, I would say. And so for example, there's not only the American student. There is also a Swedish university which combined they're doing the practicum. One of the Swedish students who came along with the group, she went a little bit off. So things happen like this. So it's a big change. So, and for the school wise, yes, the at least the AUP student, the American University of Paris student, they're very well capable of finishing project because they already work so hard there and they are. They're so much into working. They know what they're doing. So they're very.
So they got as a living root students. They got really tight schedules. I mean.
They have also very tight schedule. Mm-hmm. Living roots it's also tight, but with the advantage with the living roots is they stay longer. Mm. And whereas AUP, they stay only 4 weeks. So in total.
So who financed this project? I mean, they financed for themselves or the university or how?
It's the Swedish group is financed by the university and the American University of Paris financed by each student.
It's quite expensive.
It is expensive.
Do you also work, you also study in Paris?
Yes.
On the same university or how?
I'm studying at the same university, yes.
How come?
I just wanted to go to a proper university after all these years. And so I met a professor who came here, and I talked to him, and he gave me this opportunity. Why don't you apply for AAP? And but I didn't have no money, but I still applied. And I before going to the school, I went to Italy. I worked, and I got some money to start my life. But even then, I didn't have enough money when I got accepted in the university. And every step is a huge step for me. The whole year, the first whole year, I moved every 3 nights to a different house. Every 3 nights, for a whole year, I stayed at.
You were basically staying as a guest. with different family,
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, like that, because I couldn't afford a flat. Place.
Are you not getting any scholarship or something?
I got scholarship only for the school, not for the survival. And Paris is not a cheap city. Yes.
No.
So it was a tough task. But I went for a mission, which I want to really get this education. And so that's more important than where I'm sleeping. So
actually, what are you studying?
I'm also studying communication. And hopefully I'll finish next semester.
And you're coming back to work with us?
I want to do my master's again. So if I get through another school, I will do one more year of studies. Then I will come back, yes.
You will still work with us?
I will still work with you.
Because we get in the FM station.
Yes, I heard about it. I was very excited. It's a big move, and it's time to.
Definitely is.
Yes, it's time, yeah. Yeah, and hopefully the central government will support us.
Somehow.
Yes.
But we will need more people,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. But people will come. When there's enough resources, people will come.
How it is, I mean, for you that was the first journey 2 years back to go to Paris, yeah? To Europe, it was first flight out of...
No, I went once or twice before.
You went?
Yeah, once before.
I'm a European, but you're a Tamil.
Yeah.
So what are the differences you see in the way we behave or the Tamil people behave?
Well, the thing was, there's a lot of differences when you talk about, you know, the differences. For example, there's a big community, a Tamil community in Paris. And when you see the whole area, it's different. I mean, people have a different way of approach, different way of looking into life to European compared to Europeans. But because I grew up in Oroville, for me, I didn't really see a shock or a difference so much.
But still, what you would say is the biggest gap, the differences between the way what a European guy would think and a Tamil guy would think.
The biggest difference a European Tamil guy would think is Tamil guy would, if normally, a regular Tamil guy, you know, if he goes to Europe and try to make a life, he would totally focus on making money or something like that. He won't have the extra activities, you know, even leisure activities or any other activities. Whereas an European guy will, when he's in Europe, he's more involved in the social activities.
What about the European guys here?
It's the other way around. It's exactly the same way around. Over here, they're not so much into local social activities. You know, they're into their own stuff. So it's both sides have the same equal balance, I would say.
I don't know if you heard, but this year I heard for most of us in different aspects, but also one of the aspects, or maybe you got an idea, where the aggression towards Orville from the Tamil side is coming from.
Really? Well, yeah, the tension is always there.
Right. I'm asking you because you might have an answer.
Yeah. Well, the answer is that everything has a... every action has a pretty much quite one goal is good life and money, you know? And outside people think that Orville is more wealthy, people have a better life, and they felt they've been let down, and they're not let down because it's actually, you see, all of them are prosperous and they have...
All of them are richer than we are.
Yes, it's true. But the thing was, there is still a gap, and somehow it's like what Luca said the other day on his presentation. It's not about how much Orville will give to Tamil people, but it's to treat them as a regular neighbors, you know, like easily just to have a coffee and tea and sit relaxed, talk, So this somehow we need to create this platform. You know, it's not about how much we give to them, how much Oroville gives to the surrounding Tamil neighbors, but it's more treating them like a real neighbors. You know,
if you
miss sugar, you go get from them. If you want salt, if they want salt, they should come and get it from us. You know, it should be like that. It's not anymore. Okay, how much help we should extend?
Let me ask you just personally: did you ever feel being dissed from the side of Aurovillian as a Tamil person?
But it's part of the deal. It's we can't expect everybody to be saint and perfect. But at the same time, one has to understand that there is everybody needs this time to learn. So for me, I know if anybody treats me like that, then I'll just walk away. It's better walking away than confronting, you know, the situation, because when you confront, they actually get excited. They know that their trick is working. No, it is for money wise. They still believe that Oroville is richer, and secondly, it's also somehow they envy the life, you know. It's, even if it is not for the money, it's they envy the life of Oroville people. So.
But lots of them who are actually aggressive toward Oroville at night time, they work and live in Oroville.
I know.
So?
So this is again the jealous of others' life. So, and I have no idea about these things. On the other side, it's all, you know, the gap will be there, and, you know, but I think the future generation, the kids who is going, I hope they will have a better education. You know, education will be the only bridge which can fit all of us in the same basket. So unless our young both side, young Orwellians and young our neighbors have a good education, it's difficult to put everybody in a basket and make them understand that all of us are here just to have a real normal life.
Did you miss anything in Paris from home or homesick?
What if I miss anything? Yeah, I miss everything. Everything what Oroville is, you know. So I miss my mom. Although even I'm here, I don't go often. But I, you know, it's this notion of around being around. And I miss my friends. You know, Oroville. I miss my friends.
Matamandu?
Really. Not really. But yeah, this way of being here and thinking about myself and actually slowing down, because in Paris I'm always running nonstop. So
if you compare Oroville to Paris, how it is?
Paris is something else. It's not my home, but it's, at the same time, most of the people who grew up in Oroville, I think it's also important that they get the lesson from other side too. You know, I think it's important to think more wiser. You know, to think that European white people are not what they seem over here. This is one of the reasons that a lot of.
I see some Oroville kids, teenagers, without goal, and actually they are bored in Oroville.
That's true. Because Oroville is a place which will take you to these places where you kind of get lost and you can't really figure out what you really want to do. Even if you somehow have an idea, you don't want to push it. It's, you take it more lightly. For me, it took all these years to really come up to a level where it's not only that, and I always wanted to do, but at the same time to get this opportunity and to grab it, you know, because it's always opportunity. It's all about you being receptive. it's important. If you're being receptive, there's always an opportunity. So, but the kids somehow they have to stop and tell themselves, okay, where am I going? It's important. You know, there's somewhere at some point they need to stop and say, okay, if I'm happy, this is the way I want to be, or I want to do something else. So
I think for that, those kids actually would be good to go and work somewhere outside.
Yes. Yes, just to learn it. I mean, even if they don't like it, they can always come back. You know, home is there.
Mm.
But it's good to go and see the other side.
Dharma, enjoy.
Thank you.
See you next year.
Yeah.